This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Welcome to Business Insanity Talk Radio. This is your host, Barry Maltz, and this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is episode number 327. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business service solution for every small business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. We're also sponsored by CorpNet, which is one of the smartest, most affordable, and reliable ways to incorporate a startup, a business, ensure good standing and corporate compliance. Well, today we're going to talk about why the small business sector is the hottest around and how you as a small business owner can take advantage of starting today. We're also going to show you which of your customers you should extend credit to and which need to pay up front. We're also going to show you how to become a better communicator, and when, like me, you just need to keep your mouth shut. But first, one of the biggest issues for small business owners is trying to figure out what to charge their customers. Most never charge enough for the value they provide, or they don't want to charge higher prices because they're afraid of losing those customers or being rejected. This is not a way to build a profitable business. Here to help find the right profitable path is Ellen Rohr. She started Bare Bones Biz, a venture capital and consulting firm in 1995 to help folks of all ages turn their big ideas into successful businesses. Ellen is also a successful franchisor, helping launch a plumbing franchise to 47 locations and $40 million in sales in just under 2 years. Now she's the president of Zoom Drain and Sewer LLC. She's also a columnist for the Huff Post. She is the author of four business books. First one's called Where Did the Money Go? How Much Should I Charge? The Bare Bones Biz Plan, and of course, the Weekend Biz Plan. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Hey, big fan, Barry, big fan. So happy to be here.
It's a lot to get through. So tell us, how should small business owners really set their price? It seems like a lot of them just pull out thin air, or they just do it at what I call the fear factor. I'm going to charge them a little, but not too much. They're going to get mad.
Well, the worst way to set prices is to call your competitors, or like I used to do, assume a British accent or some kind of fake voice, and ask them how much they charge. But, you know, I am a smart
So let's hear that British accent.
It's like a Victoria's Secret. How much do you charge for a water heater? So, when I went to college, I graduated at the top of my class, degree in business administration, and I learned a couple of really dumb things, like you have to charge what the market will bear or that you have to pay attention to the going rate. But if most small businesses tank, and they do, following your competitor's lead, especially on their pricing, is usually, like the processionary caterpillars who will follow each other to their death as opposed to branch off and find food and survive. So don't set your prices based on what other people do. I'm going to drop a bomb on you here. The smartest thing I've ever learned, I learned from one of my mentors who told me, get this. You've got to charge more than it costs.
And that's the problem, because a lot of small business owners don't think about what it costs. They just want to get paid. They want to get paid anything. And that's bad, because if you're not profitable in your small business, what's the point?
Oh, that's exactly right. And what was happening to me is, once upon a time I had a career as a restaurant manager. I was very successful. And my husband, the plumber.
You're the plumber's wife, of course.
I'm the plumber's wife. I didn't start out in the plumbing world, but what happened is my husband's best friend and partner literally worked himself into a health crisis and died at age 33. I mean, this is what will happen. You think this business is going to be your path to freedom and prosperity, and instead it can become a ball and chain. And in this case, this wonderful man just absolutely lost his health in his life because he stressed himself out. And at 33, he died. It was terrible and tragic. And at this point, I turned to my husband and I said, listen, I'm going to quit my real job. I'll come work for you. You turn wrenches. I'll do the accounting, the administrative stuff, and we'll get rich. And what happened is I called my competitors. I charged what they charged. And for the next year and a half, we dug a pile of debt so deep. And because I wasn't bringing in my salary anymore, this escalated a really tough situation. And my husband, you know, family businesses can be stressful. I would say we're not making enough money, and he would hear I'm not good enough. So you can imagine what was going on in this in this world. But luckily, I found a mentor. And, you know, that's why I love to do radio shows. I write for the trade magazines, like Plumbing, Heating, Cooling News. I'm sure you subscribe
to that. Of course.
That,
I just read the latest issue.
Hey, there you go. And so what happened to me is I read a trade magazine. And whatever industry you're in, smart, successful people from your industry are going to write columns in those trade magazines or on those blog posts. So you go and you read them or you listen to the radio shows. And this is where I found a mentor. And he was talking about how much you should charge. And he's the one who laid on me through this article. You've got to charge more than it costs. You have to add up all your costs of doing business, including a salary for you. Do the expenses first, then create a top line in a budget, a sales goal that will leave enough room to pay all those bills and some money for profit. And I had never learned that, even after spending a fortune on my hoity-toity business degree. No one had ever taught me that. So I called and wrote, you know, I wrote this guy a letter, you know, dear Mr. Blau, help me. But it was funny. I spent then the next two pages of this letter, Barry, telling him why I couldn't raise my prices.
Right, right.
You don't understand my cheap customers. That's
right.
Never going to work in my area.
Right.
So this guy, God bless him. I still talk to him every day. He's about 120 years old. He called me up and he said, honey, first he told me where my head was, and it was a dark place, and that wasn't very nice. And then he would just hammer me. He said, you're going to shut this business down. You're going to go do something else. You don't know what you're doing. And here you are so stubborn. You think you know everything. He really, really beat me up. And that is what I needed. I was so sick and tired of being broke. I was ready to try anything. So what we did is in one day, we quintupled our prices.
Wow.
At
and,
the time.
And for those of you who aren't good at math, that's five times, right?
500%
price
increase. And I tell you, I was partly motivated by trying to prove this guy wrong.
Yeah.
You want me to raise my prices? I'll raise them.
Right.
No one will ever call me. And it's interesting, Barry, I don't remember a hiccup. All we did was make more money. All of my fears were unrealized. Because you know what? Have you ever done work for free for your mom or for the church and or the synagogue, and they still don't like it?
That's right. Just
you know what I mean? Have you ever, can you price low enough that you're going to make everybody happy?
Well,
no.
We're talking with Ellen Rohr. Of course, she's known as the plumber's wife. She's the author of many business books. Ellen, let's talk about some pricing basics. And so one thing is that I always tell people, in your service business, you have to charge at least double what it costs you. And that's the cost is, what does it cost materials? What does it cost for the person to do the job? And you also have to cost out your time. Is that a good rule of thumb?
Any price increase suggestion, Barry, is great advice. And here's how you'll prove it out. What I recommend is that, okay, double your prices or triple them or do whatever it takes to do what Barry just said so that your direct costs are half of what your total sales price is. And then test it by running your actual financials against your budget, because your budget, and the way I described it, add up your expenses, create a sales goal, leave enough room for profit. That's your goal. That's your budget. That's all a budget is a goal. And if you match your actual to your goal, this is what I want to have. This is why I'm in business. This is the salary I said that I would bring to my family. If you are moving in the direction of that goal, you win. But if what you're doing is creating a loss, you're not making money every month, you're going backwards. You're going to create debt. When I looked at the numbers, that's when the emotion went down, the sanity went up, and it gave me courage to do what I needed to do. And that's what my mentor dragged me through. Honey, we're going to get you to a known financial position. Put a budget together. You're going to keep score with your accounting system every week. Boy, I did not want to do it. And now that's where I start when I work with my client.
And
let me give you a tip.
Yeah, ahead, Ellen. No, I was saying, and guess what? If customers won't pay those prices where you can make a good profit, you don't have a business, so you should probably go do something else.
You know, my husband tells me sometimes, honey, when you're digging a hole, sometimes it's a good idea to stop digging.
Exactly.
What's happening, if you're going into debt, it's better to go out of business, regroup, try another business. Barry, you know this business thing. Some you win, some you lose. You go and you try some other things. But let me share this. If you are going to raise your prices, you need to be better. If one day you're $30 an hour, now you're going to be $150 an hour, what are you going to do that's going to be different and better in the service industry? And that's really where my expertise is in home service companies. If you show up clean, sober, on time, and dressed right, you can charge four or five times what your competition charges. So what is it that you need to do to be different and better? You're probably already doing it. So as you raise your prices, fine-tuning your marketing skills and your sales skills, your communication skills, you know, why are you different better?
Ellen, we got to leave it there. Let me give you your website. It's www.ellenrohr.com. Ellen, thanks so much, as always, for being on the show.
Oh, love you. Thanks for the good work you do. And thanks for show number 327.
There you go. There you go. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you.
Now, small businesses are the hottest things around. What separates the successful ones from the failures? My secret, coming up next. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got The Answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Jeremy Scott, taking a look at the roadways. No delays on any of the area expressways or tollways at this time. Overnight construction has been suspended on IDOT roadways. Non-emergency road work this is until midnight on Tuesday. This is going to last on so everybody can get home safely from their Memorial Day festivities. Northside Belmont Sheffield Music Festival shuts down Sheffield between Belmont and Roskill till 4 a.m. And the Mole de Mayo closes 18th between Ashland and Loomis until 6 a.m. on Monday. Again, no delays or accidents on any of the Illinois roadways or Northwest Indiana roadways at this time either. Everything's looking good in Southwest Michigan and Southeast Wisconsin as well. AM 560 weather looking for a high in the mid-80s. Currently 61 O'Hare, 67 Midway, 69 at the Lakefront. Your next update comes your way in 10 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, Dave, did you hear about that story?
What story? Was it on Facebook?
No. Come on, everybody's talking about it. I can't believe you don't know what I'm talking about.
Was it on TV? Twitter? Where did you hear about it?
It was on AM 560, The Answer. I heard it on the radio.
Hear about it before everyone else. Hear about it on AM 560, The Answer.
The greatest business story is yours, and it's still being written. Whether your business has been around 20 days or 20 years, the Sage Summit Conference is the place to have powerful conversations with peers, leaders, dreamers, and doers, to be inspired by innovative ideas, people, and discoveries. Well-known speakers, fearless thinking, social scenes, just-for-you training, innovation, and discovery. Four action-packed days. What will your business story be? Find out July 27th through 30th in New Orleans to write this next chapter. Go to sagesummit.com to register. The journey into entrepreneurship is no easy feat, but the reward is like no other. Just ask entrepreneur Nelly Acow, founder and CEO of CorpNet.com, who's been a business owner since 1997. CorpNet can help you start a business, incorporate your business, form an LLC, file a DBA, and file many other important business documents in all 50 states. To get started, call their team today for a free business consultation. Call 888-752-0363 or visit CorpNet.com.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-317-7853. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Just call 1-800-317-7853. That's 1-800-317-7853. 1-800-317-7853.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, we see figures all the time that tell us how truly important small business is to the global economy and how this is the time to become successful in your own small business. But what separates those small businesses that succeed from those that fail? And what will the state of small business be 5 years from now? Here to help is Carrie Maslin. She's the Global Vice President of Small and Medium Business Enterprises at SAP. She has over 30 years' experience, including leadership positions at HP, SAP, and as an adjunct professor and lecturer. She's passionate about helping channel partners and small and mid-sized businesses grow and compete. Carrie's been recognized as a leader in the technology channel by the Channel Company as one of the 100 most powerful women of the channel, as well as the 100 people you don't know but should. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Barry.
I didn't know you, but now I know you. And I should know you.
Pretty good, huh?
So how do small businesses really impact the national and global economy? And why are we all invested in their success?
It is really key to understand that small and mid-sized businesses are really important to local, national, and global economies, because this is where the growth is coming from. This is where the employment is coming from. Well over half of everybody that's working is employed by a small business, and the vast majority, almost in the upper 90% of any regional economy, the number of businesses are SMEs. So they're important in terms of just sheer numbers as well as the impact. And it's also interesting to know that the Fortune 1000 has a turnover. We've seen historically over a 60% turnover. Well, who gets on the Fortune 1000 list but small and mid-sized businesses today? So everybody on that list started small. We expect to see this trend continue, that small and mid-sized businesses will continue to explode and become ever more relevant.
So what are some things, Carrie, that small businesses are doing right, and maybe some examples that others who are listening can learn and emulate from?
You know, what we're seeing, we've actually talked to quite a few small businesses this week. We had a lot of people together. And what they're telling us is that they see technology as their path to grow. So they were using maybe spreadsheets or manual workarounds. And what they've said is, as soon as I went to a more formal software technology implementation, I unleashed my power to grow. I didn't even know what I didn't know. My software is telling me when to order my next piece of inventory, where to route this next manufacturing job. They're using words like, the software is my ally. The software is giving me insights that are not only bringing me operational efficiencies, but also delighting my customers. So I think it's really a matter of looking at your own business, really trying to be introspective to understand, are you really unleashing the growth potential that you have? And is it time to look into maybe a more sophisticated technology solution? What the customers are telling us is, you know, don't wait. The two big themes I've been hearing are don't wait and don't fear the cloud.
Don't fear that.
And I think those are two things for companies to really think about.
So where should a small business owners, and I really agree with this, start their technological transformation, because it can be confusing with all this information coming at you all at once?
You know, it's really confusing. There's a lot of noise. There's noise coming from a lot of vendors. There's a lot of noise about buzzwords. And, as a small business owner, is this really a buzzword or is this something I need to create a strategy around? I think the best place to start is with a trusted advisor. And to me, that really is a partner. So can you find a partner that is an expert in your industry or your geography or in what your need is, so you can trust that this isn't the first time they've done this, but they can bring other examples of what they've seen and real hard, firm business value that they've seen and they've been able to deliver to somebody else. So I think it's to find a partner that speaks your language, that can advise you. Is cloud right for you or is it not right for you? Do you need a social strategy or do you not need a social strategy? And of course, we make it easy to find a partner. We've got partner finders, but I'm just saying in general, I think partnering is the key, because that way the business can stay focused on manufacturing or retail or practicing law, and they don't have to be the technology expert. They have a partner that plays that expertise role for them.
We're talking with Carrie Maslin. She's the Global Vice President of Small and Medium Business Enterprise, SAP. Carrie, I think a lot of folks are confused about what does big data mean for small business. When they hear the term big data, they think, oh, that's only for big companies, but it's not.
No, big data, well, it's not necessarily for everybody, whether that's big or small. And you're exactly right. There's really no size limit. It really depends on the type of business that you're running. So we have some small examples would be maybe in the healthcare industry. If you have a lot of data that you need to manage and you need to get insights from and you need to not do manual reconciliation about and you need a single source of truth, then you really need to look into big data. On the other hand, if that's not your business, it's fine for you not to have a big data strategy. So it's very unique. I would not say it's one size fits all. It's just really unique depending on your specific customer situation. Again, you need to be introspective. What is your business? How would you unlock the value? How would you unleash growth if you had more real-time insight in your data? If you weren't looking backwards exactly at what happened, but if you could look forwards about what you could predict. And that's what big data is. It's really taking all of this information, making it make sense, and really, most importantly, allowing you to look forward.
Well, Carrie, one of the biggest buzzwords for everyone these days, ever since last month, Google made their announcement on mobile, that if you don't have a mobile website right now, we're going to penalize you. What should a small business's mobile strategy include besides a mobile website?
I think the biggest thing is to be aware that this is really a necessity. So people do expect, and this is largely driven by the millennials, they expect to be social and mobile. They expect to see information anywhere, anytime, on any device. And so to me, I think mobile is one of those things. Again, it might not be for everybody. Look at your specific customer base and the customer base that you want to have and determine if mobile is for you. But I think this is a pretty key one that everybody, it's not just the millennials. I think the millennials started this with their expectations, but it now, I think, has really become pretty widely, a pretty wide demand that people do expect that delightful mobile experience.
I would agree.
They want it in their personal life. They want it in their business life.
I would totally agree with that. So, Carrie, I want you to take a minute and look into your crystal ball. What do you really see coming up for the small and medium businesses over the next 5 or 10 years?
You know, I think technology is not going to be an option. I think that you're really going to have to use technology to provide an outstanding level of customer experience. So I just think that technology and finding a really good partner who can help you navigate that path is more critical than ever. And I think that my big message is to think about that now. Start now. Start building those good habits. Build your platform now so that in 5 years you're ahead of the game and you're not thinking about cloud then, or you're not thinking about your customer retention strategy then. It might be too late if you wait.
So, Carrie, tell us, give us a minute about how SAP can help small businesses.
You know, we believe we've got a really beautiful response to small businesses. We think that small businesses are looking for this technology as a competitive leveler, allowing them to compete anywhere, anytime against a company of any size. We believe small businesses are looking for a fast time to value. They need a solution that will grow as they grow. They're looking for a partner who can bring this expertise and this this intimacy. And we are really proud of our award-winning portfolio, specifically designed, packaged, priced for the small and mid-sized business that grows as they grow, so it protects their investment. We have a partner network of over 13,000 partners that provide that local intimacy and that industry support. We have over 40 years of expertise selling to not only businesses of any size, but specifically to small businesses. As a matter of fact, over 80% of SAP's customers, that's over 240,000 customers, are running their business using SAP software today. So we think this all turns into, to net it out, SAP can help mitigate the risk for the SME customer and unleashes the growth opportunities for them.
Harry, thanks so much for being on the show. We'll be right back. This is AM 560, The Answer.
AM 560 wants to say thank you to all the great business benefactors and sponsors who are helping to make possible our annual golf outing, presented by the Mutual Fund Store at the Bolingbrook Golf Club on June 11th. Proceeds from this event will benefit Operation Support Our Troops America. This event is also sponsored in part by Fox River Periodontics, American Embroidery and Screen Printing, Automated Systems, Frank O. Carlson & Company, Dependable Construction Company, Chicago Communications, and by Precision Payroll of America.
Fox News Radio, I'm Gary Baumgarten. Severe storms in Oklahoma and Texas.
There was pine cones falling everywhere and hail. It was black out here, pitch dark. It was a mess.
Terry Fletcher in Bastrop County, Texas, protesting Cleveland after a judge acquits a white police officer in the shooting death of an unarmed black couple in their car.
Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams were killed after police pursued them in a high-speed chase. Police heard Russell's car backfire, thought it was a gun.
Fox's Kelly Wright. Ireland votes to legalize gay marriage.
We're so proud to be Irish today. I have four kids. Maybe one of them will be gay, and this won't mean anything. There won't be difference. They'll just be my children who I love.
One woman's reaction: an erosion of influence by the Catholic Church seen as a major factor in the outcome. Fox News. We report. You decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Jeremy Scott, taking a look at the roadways. Good news if you're on 65 southbound. Approaching US 30, all lanes are open after an earlier crash had that shut down. If you are heading to Indy for the 500, you will have no problems there. But 8094 eastbound, watch out for an accident blocking the right lane at Kennedy Avenue. Dan Ryan outbound at 18th, watch out for a stall blocking the right lane. Outbound Kennedy ramp to Kimball, there's a crash on the off-ramp. Also, closures are in place for Bike the Drive from Lakeshore Drive north and southbound from 67th to Hollywood. Traffic is sponsored by Unbound. You are not alone. That's the message you send when you sponsor an elder living in poverty. Unbound is the only international sponsorship organization serving society's oldest and most vulnerable members. Learn more at unbound.org. AM 560 weather, looking for a high in the low 80s. Your next update comes your way in 15 minutes on AM 560 The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Four new employees.
A 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
You never know when it's going to happen, but you do know it is going to happen. An entrepreneur enters an industry and changes everything. They're the rule breakers. And now's your chance to cast your vote for the winner of the 2015 Rule Breaker Awards. Simply go to rulebreakerawards.com and cast your vote. That's rulebreakerawards.com and cast your vote now.
Confidence. Do you have it? This is Dr. Anna Pellick from Total Dentistry in Palatine and Yorkville. Confidence is what you feel when you know your teeth are white, your gums healthy, and your breath fresh. And that confidence shows in your smile. We see smiles of confidence every day when our patients leave the office after a cleaning, a whitening treatment, or a dental procedure. And those smiles make our day. Patients come in worried, often fearful, and we do whatever we can to make them comfortable. It might be an insurance concern, fear of pain, or even worries about how they'll look after we fit them with braces, dentures, or implants. But we address your every concern, and when we're done, we want to see that confident, beautiful smile. I invite you to call for an appointment today at 847-358-2477. Come on in and see our remodeled offices. Total Dentistry, a practice like no other. General Dentistry and Family Dentistry. Learn more at TotalDentistry.org.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
One of the biggest traps that small businesses fall into is that they think that credit for their customers is a right, not a privilege. And then they go out and they extend credit to a new customer because they want the sale or they hope they'll get paid. And this is all just a bunch of nonsense. Here to discuss a much safer approach to your company's collection is David Knowles, who's the Group Marketing Director for CreditSafe, the world's most used supplier of company credit reports, calling in from Cardiff, Wales. David, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, Barry. I'm really excited to be part of it.
So, David, why don't more small business owners actually vet their customers before they give them all this credit?
I think, you know, people either don't realize that they're able to do so or they get overexcited by the prospect of the sale. And the old story is still the true story. A sale isn't a sale until the money's in the bank.
Or as my lawyer says, the check clears the bank.
Absolutely. You're right there.
So if I want to do it right, I can pull a company's credit report, but a lot of folks don't know where to go. Take us through the process.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that this is kind of like a service that's only available for big corporations. It's the sort of thing that banks and international players do. It's a really simple process. If you're subscribed to a service like ours, all you need to do, go online, log into the website, put in the details of the company you're interested in, and hey presto, there's the information you need. You can find out how quickly they pay their bills. You can find out, most importantly, if they are who they say they are, and you can set your credit terms accordingly. You can also find out if they've been in court for something or they haven't been paying their taxes.
And so what do you mean, David, if they are who they say they are? That sounds pretty scary.
Well, how many times have you heard of a story of a small business owner or an entrepreneur who gets a call out of nowhere or a lead comes in from the website and there's a fantastic deal? It's almost too good to be true. We all know what too good to be true is. What do you know? They've sent off the stuff, and they've sent it off to somebody, and they aren't who they say they are. There's a lot of fraud out there. You need to be careful.
So I'm looking at the credit report. What kinds of things should I be reviewing?
Well, as I say, first thing, are they who they say they are? Who are the people behind the business? What other businesses are they connected to? Look at the company score. Look at how well they're paying their bills. Look at whether they pay later or sooner than other people in the industry that you're dealing with. And also see whether their payments are getting better or worse. If somebody's got a great track record of paying their bills and suddenly becomes late in paying everybody, that's a sign they could be in trouble. You may want to make sure you get the money up front before you give them any goods or services.
And so what kind of credit limit should I first set, and how long should I expect to get paid? Do I set 15-day terms to start, 30, 45? What's your advice?
Well, you know, there's kind of like almost a global standard around 30 days. But in reality, there is no standard. In reality, look at the report, look at how where they're paying their bills. If they pay everybody well and on time, and they pay within terms most of the time, you can set appropriate terms. If they're a persistent late payer, well, set your terms accordingly. Don't forget, as you say yourself, credit is not a right, it's a privilege. If you give something to someone, until they've given you the money, in effect, you've given that money away.
And so this is not just for new customers, right? You could do a review of your existing customers and set terms according to their credit report.
One of the real horror stories that we hear time after time is the small business who might have two or three major customers who he's supplying all the time. And he thinks they're great. He's known them since forever. Everything in the garden is rosy. The next thing, one of them goes bust, or one of them runs into financial difficulties. And all of a sudden, he's up all night, he can't sleep, he's worrying about something that he's losing a third of his business. If you knew in advance, because you've got a monitoring service on that person, that they've suddenly started paying their bills late, or they suddenly are faced with a tax lien, or they've suddenly been taken to court for late payment, then you're in a position to talk to them before you've given them more of your money.
And because, you know, you say your money, because as I always discuss is that small businesses aren't a bank. It doesn't say in your name Bank and Trust, right?
It certainly doesn't. But unfortunately, I think too many people forget the fact that when you are working with someone, that's what you're doing. Until you've got the money back in your bank, you are in effect giving that customer money. And you've just got to be careful. Look after yourself first.
Now, you mentioned the term monitoring service, and I think this is a really important point because a lot of times people's credit worthiness does change over time.
Yeah, absolutely. You've only got to, you think about some of those big, big companies that were too big to fail and then did. If you were doing a lot of business with Enron or Lehman or someone like that, you'd feel pretty sick if you opened up the paper one morning and found they'd gone out of business. You've got to keep an eye on people, particularly those important regular customers.
And so how do you do this cost effectively? What does something like this cost for a small business owner? How's it priced out?
Well, what we do and where we think it works well for people is we offer a subscription service. So you sign up with us and we'll give you unlimited access to American company reports for a whole year. You can use as many as you want. You're not in a situation of like sitting in a taxi cab and watching the meter running and thinking, oh, I've run out of money.
Right.
Yeah, we let you. Typically, it works out about $100 a month. And if you just think about it, if you just have one bit of bad debt that could turn your business off, how many small businesses can afford a $10,000 bad debt?
Not much. David, thanks so much for being on the show. And if you want to reach David, it's www.creditsafe.com. Coming up, have you ever said something when you should have kept your mouth shut? Coming up, I'm going to show you how to say only what you mean. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Jeremy Scott, taking a look at the roadways. A lot of roads are closed for the MB Financial Bike the Drive. Lakeshore Drive north and southbound, that's the main one from 67th to Hollywood. Also seeing Jackson, Monroe, and Roosevelt closed between Columbus and Lakeshore Drive. 57th from Hyde Park to Lakeshore Drive. Also Hyde Park is closed from just south of 57th. And Columbus shut down between Monroe and Jackson. If you're on 8094 westbound, watch out for an accident blocking the right lane at Kennedy Avenue. In Villa Park, there's an accident at Madison and Villa Avenue. Rest of the roadways are looking good with no delays elsewhere. If you're on any of the other roadways, all the surface streets are looking good, except for the ones that we mentioned for the Bike the Drive. AM 560 weather at 61 at O'Hare, 66 Midway, 60 at the Lakefront, looking for a high in the low 80s. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
My proudest number is 2005. That's the year I started my business. It was just me for 2 years, and then I hired my first employee.
My proudest number is 20. Last year, I saw a 20% increase in revenue. We got our first six-figure check, too.
My proudest number is 36. That's how many new clients I've signed. And next quarter, I'll double it.
My proudest number is 42. I was 42 when I became one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S., and I never looked back.
These are your proudest numbers.
your landmarks of growth and success. Sage Cloud and software solutions help you achieve these milestones by providing deeper insights into all your numbers. So believe in them. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today to learn more.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
So I have another confession to make. Debbie, it seems like I'm always making confessions on this show. Sometimes I speak too soon. Things come out of my mouth that can be inappropriate, wrong, and let's face it, just plain embarrassing. It ends up hurting the business relationship I'm trying so hard to build. As a small business owner, we have to be good at communications with our team, our customers, our vendors, in order to succeed. Here to help is Diana Boer, is the best-selling author of 46 books published in 26 languages. She consults, writes, and speaks on leadership communication, executive presence, productivity, and faith. Her latest books include What More Can I Say, Why Communication Fails, and What to Do About It. Diana, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
I love the thing that you say in the book. You say, once words leave your mouth, your credibility goes either up or down.
That is true. You just don't have any middle ground there to wiggle. It's the first impression there, and often you try to walk those words back, but we know from our politicians that doesn't always do any good.
Oh, we see that. So what do we do? Because as a small business owner, I want to say the right things that are going to build the relationship, but sometimes my mouth gets ahead of my brain.
That's true. And if you have a format for thinking on your feet, it helps. And if you have the techniques, because you do want to say something quickly, because the whole technology thing makes us think we need to respond immediately, where in the past we thought, at least we've got overnight. We have to send a letter. We can at least do UPS or FedEx and get it there overnight. But now people expect 5-minute response. They think, I'm walking into a meeting. Hey, just attach it, email it to me. And we get in this mode of, it's got to be instantaneous. And with technology, when something rolls out of your mouth, it's around the globe.
Right,
and
right.
Your thought process can fall overnight. I mean, within 5 minutes.
So is that the first rule, is really take a breath before you can respond? Because sometimes when I get upset, instead of calling the person on the phone, I write it down, I send the email to myself, and then I let it sit for a while. Is that a good suggestion?
Certainly is. If you are angry and if it's a sensitive situation, always plan. I recommend that you actually plan out the structure of your conversation anytime it's a touchy situation with an employee or a customer. Plan, this is going to be my opening. This is how I'm going to bring up the topics of discussion if you're walking into a meeting, certainly. But anytime you try to persuade, and that's what I've been writing about in this last book, there are techniques for persuading. You don't just walk in cold and think it's going to happen. If you're going to change somebody's mind, how they think, how they act, you've got to have some techniques. And I'm not talking about trickery, but we're just talking about some planning. You plan, you even plan a vacation. You've got to plan where you want them to end up.
Because then sometimes you stand up there in front of your team, and statements you tend to motivate people by actually turn them off. Tell us what statements leaders should probably use instead.
Well, there are sensitive statements, but it's more about planning structure. Often, if you're talking about words, a key principle is always use a specific word when you have good news, not use vague generalities. And if you've got bad news, still the structure is important. They want to know you're giving them straight talk, not sugarcoating things, because that destroys credibility. But thinking specific words and not trying to couch things and tap dance. We all know how politicians' credibility goes down immediately when they get asked a very pointed question and they tap dance for 3 minutes and never answer it. And that makes you doubt their intentions.
Depends what is, right?
Yeah. So you have got to let people see your heart, trust you, and once you have that trust built, then they will go along when they don't have all the data that they need and all the information they need.
So let's say you screwed up and you destroyed the trust. How do you rebuild it once it's been lost?
I think it's very slow going, and you have to give even more information. You have to give them what you would normally not give. give reasons for things. Managers and leaders are extremely bad about going behind the scenes, getting all the information, having the data, and thinking through a problem, and then just here's my decision, and announcing it and thinking that they've got people's heart and that they're going to go along. And so when you've lost that trust, you have to give even more thought to explaining the entire reasons for doing something. And people resist. Leaders resist all the time as I coach executives. They're saying, well, they don't need to know that. I mean, that's going to start problems, and they're going to want to go in a different direction. But it does, it has the opposite effect, because if you've lost credibility or if it's a bad news situation, people are just like teenagers. They're going to say, why can't I go to the party? Why can't I do that? But why we didn't do something else? And they have got to have reasons to cooperate and to really get their commitment behind something.
Now, words or writing are really only form of communication. How can business leaders use, like, body language or tone of voice or listening to affect their communication?
Well, the body language has tremendous effect on your authority. You know, those cliches we have about people being a wallflower blending into the surrounding became cliches because they have meaning. And your gesturing, your eye contact, the fact that you lean into people when you talk, I don't mean get in their space, but that you look like you're passionate about an idea, conveys the thought that you believe in what you're saying, that you have confidence that you can actually do the project. If you're telling a client or your staff, we will come out ahead on the other side of this project. We can deliver what we're saying. If you don't have the conviction in your voice, if you don't have the conviction in your mannerisms, they don't have the confidence that you can pull it off. And so that body language either supports or sabotages what you're saying.
Diana, we've got to leave it there. Thanks for being on the show. If you want to reach Diana, she's at www.booherresearch.com. Diana, thanks so much.
Thank you, Barry.
Coming up, our business tip of the day from Nellie Alcop at CorpNet. This is AM 560, The Answer.
You never know when it's going to happen, but you do know it is going to happen. An entrepreneur enters an industry and changes everything. They're the rule breakers. And now's your chance to cast your vote for the winner of the 2015 Rule Breaker Awards. Simply go to rulebreakerawards.com and cast your vote. That's rulebreakerawards.com, and cast your vote now.
The journey into entrepreneurship is no easy feat, but the reward is like no other. Just ask entrepreneur Nellie Alcop, founder and CEO of CorpNet.com, who's been a business owner since 1997. CorpNet can help you start a business, incorporate your business, form an LLC, file a DBA, and file many other important business documents in all 50 states. To get started, call their team today for a free business consultation. Call 888-752-0363 or visit CorpNet.com.
Hi, my name is Joe Cutson, founder of NewEve Technologies. Does your company have information technology needs? At NewEve Technologies, we help companies just like yours with complex information technology solutions. All right, you're thinking, we already have great IT people. We don't need anyone else, right? Well, we aren't just any other IT company. We help companies with the most complicated information technology problems. From responding to security breaches that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages to building redundant core and access networks where any single device can fail and all of your systems will still be up. We have customers of all shapes and sizes, from startup companies with 1 to 2 people all the way to large companies with thousands of servers. If you want to raise your information technology to the next level, reach out to us at seriousithelp.com. That's seriousithelp.com. NewEve Technologies, we aren't only serious help for companies, we are serious help for companies that already have great IT people. That's seriousithelp.com. seriousithelp.com. NewEve Technologies, we are serious help for your next IT project.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
So many entrepreneurs get very excited about starting a business that they forget about the legal things you need to do in order to get your business actually off the ground. Here to show us three easy steps to start a business is Nellie A. Kalb. She's a serial entrepreneur and small business expert. She currently serves as the CEO of CorpNet.com, an online legal document filing service where she helps entrepreneurs start a business, incorporate, or form an LLC, and offers free business compliance tools. Nellie, welcome back to the show.
Barry, thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
So you get all excited, you got your business, you open doors, then you forget to do all the legal stuff that really makes you a real business. What are the steps?
You know, Barry, I've broken it down to three simple steps for you. First one, select a business name and register it with the state. This is critical and often the most exciting step for entrepreneurs. You have to check to make sure the name is available before you start printing up business cards and letterheads, because if you don't, chances are you may be infringing on someone else's rights. Quick way to do this is to conduct a free name search online with a reputable service such as my company, CorpNet. Once you've secured that amazing new business name, you'll need to register it with the state and start using that name so that no one else can infringe on your business. Second step, get a tax ID number and set up that business account. Again, another critical and often overlooked step. You don't want to be giving out your social security number to every client and vendor your business encounters, so you'll need to secure a federal tax identification number, also referred to as an employer ID number. This is issued by the IRS. You can quickly do this online by going directly to the IRS website, or again, come to a reputable service such as ours and we'll get it for you in minutes. Last step, get help. Don't try to go at this alone. We will handle all of these steps and more here at CorpNet.com for you. Plus, we can check to make sure if your business needs any other licenses and permits and keep that business in compliance for you for years to come as your personal concierge service. So you can do what you do best, which is focusing on growing that business and spending that time with your family and loved ones.
Because, Nellie, if you're not set up legally, then this is really going to cause a problem somewhere down the line when you do have a viable business and a valuable one.
Absolutely. You know, people start looking at you with deep pockets when you're starting to make profits. So you better make sure your business is legitimized and you're protected personally and your assets are protected, because chances are if you're ending up on the wrong end of that lawsuit, they're going to come after your house, your personal savings account, your car, and everything you have, and you don't want to be dealing with that stuff.
And Nellie, the amazing part about this is it's relatively cheap. We're talking about hundreds of dollars, not thousands or tens of thousands of dollars to get it right.
You can set up a company with CorpNet for under $500. If you want to set up a corporation or an LLC, we provide those services in all 50 states. And literally, you can have one set up in a matter of days for under a couple of $100, depending on your state's particular fees and filing requirements.
Nellie, if folks want to get in touch with you and do this right now, what do they have to do?
Visit us online on the web at www.corpnet.com. You can send us an email to info@corpnet.com. We have live experts here on the web that can provide you with live chat, or just pick up the phone, call us toll free at 1-888-449-2638.
Nellie, thanks for being on the show again.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you all for joining us on Business Sanity Talk Radio. I want to thank our sponsors, Sage One, Nextiva, and CorpNet. Special thanks to our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, and our producer behind the glass, Debbie. If you're serious about getting your small business unstuck, give me a call on my cell phone, 773-837-8250, or email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you move your company forward and make the money you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust the few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a very profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
When it comes to fixing things around the